Hello, my name is Washington, D.C., and I am a spendaholic. Breaking news from the investment underground, Washington is addicted to dollars. We're joined today by Kevin DeMeritt, the founder of Lear Capital and one of the top hard asset experts in the country. So, Kevin, the debt ceiling was raised, the government has reopened, and stocks are up. So what's the problem here?
Well, thanks, Larry, and great question. The problem is that it's an illusion. Unemployment is still too high, GDP growth is meager, and the Fed is pumping trillions of dollars into the market to keep them artificially inflated. We have a federal spending problem and a national debt crisis, and both are very toxic to the economy.
We seem to keep approaching cliffs and hitting ceilings and dangling dangerously close to default. Do you see these clashes getting any better going forward?
Absolutely not. The recent government shutdown resulted in a federal borrowing extension just until February. We have a very divided Congress. Those that want dramatic spending cuts and those that want protracted monetary easing have never been further apart. We have not taken any serious steps to make our debt situation any better. We're still spending, we are still growing the federal budget, and we are still artificially easing the markets. We continue to accrue massive amounts of debt.
So what are the risks of high federal debt and unchecked government spending?
Well, Larry, there's a lot of risks. On the short term, we could slide back into recession and a possible downgrade. On the long term, we could be looking at higher taxes, higher inflation, much higher interest rates, and possible default. The Treasury Department puts current U.S. debt at 106% of GDP, which is four times greater than that of China. A ratio like that will slow economic growth and trigger even more federal borrowing. This will ultimately lead to higher interest rates, will impact every American's ability to buy a home, finance a car, a business, or refinance loans that are already out there, including our government loans.
Could we be bracing for the return of inflation?
Well, inflation is the curse of paper assets. It's a cyclical condition that occurs when a country carries high debt and large deficits. Specifically, it's the byproduct of too much money supply, which depreciates the value of all the currency that's already out there. It's a vicious circle that usually ends very badly. So yes, historically, countries with debt levels over 90% usually have much higher inflation, and we have exceeded that number as of this year.
So what does all this mean for the dollar?
Well, it's a simple economic principle that the more of something there is, the less value it ultimately has. Loose monetary policy is the bane of the dollar. The endless rounds of federal stimulus, lower interest rates, and growing inflation have all pushed the value of the dollar down. And the dollar continues to struggle under massive federal deficits that keep right on growing at a faster and faster pace.
So what's the current administration doing about all this?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because they're not doing enough of the right things and all of the wrong things. The government continues to give itself permission to spend. The Fed is printing more and more money in an effort to retire more and more debt, but they've only succeeded in devaluing the dollar and artificially pushing up paper assets like stocks and bonds.
So let me see if I got this. Washington's on a wild spending spree, shows no signs of letting up. Our government has been a study in crisis for years now, and we may be looking at higher inflation, higher interest rates, more gridlock in Congress. Geez, Kevin, is there any good news in all this?
Well, there's always good news, Larry. And smart investing is about finding the gold and silver lining, even in the darkest clouds. Assets like gold and silver are solid hedges against inflation and money printing, since they tend to move counter to it. And there are other assets and strategies as well. While most investors pack their portfolios full of paper products like stocks, bonds, and cash, precious metals provide strategic asset allocation and proper balanced portfolios.
Call Lear Capital at 1-800-576-9355 to diversify your investment portfolio with silver or gold right now. Physical assets will help you maximize your returns and minimize your risk, particularly in light of Washington's ongoing spending spree and our growing national debt. Call 1-800-576-9355 or go online to request a representative at LearCapital.com.